activate. Hit him with
this. This is Big Sean.
It's your boy T.I., man.
Hey, what's up? This is Jay-Z.
What's up, man? It's your homeboy T-Pain.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's a little homie Plies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
It's your boy Wiz Khalifa, man.
You know who it is. It's B.O.B.
Hey, yo, this is Eminem.
This is your boy Gucci Mane LaFleur.
Kid 50 Cent.
Hey, what up? It's your boy The Road Music.
What up, y'all? This is J. Cole.
Yeah, yeah, what's going on? It's Fat Joe.
Yo, this is your boy Weezy.
Yo, what's up? This is Dr. Dre.
Yo, this is Usher.
It's your boy Drizzy Drake.
Yo, check it out. This is your boy P. Diddy.
You are listening to WFOD, friend to the hip-hop community.
You play an instrument?
Yeah. Can't believe I've never told you I play bass.
Really?
Oh yeah, I slapped the bass big time.
What is that? You sound like a leprechaun.
No, that's a reggae guy. I just did reggae. Doesn't sound reggae?
No.
Slap the bass.
No.
How is it?
It's like big time, big time, big time.
Big time. Slap the bass, big time. Slap the bass. That sounded like Borat.
Yeah.
Slap the bass, big time.
That's better. That's better.
Drunk, the extent of our conversations are pretty much limited to that Facebook post and this show, right?
For the most part.
Like, when do we talk outside of that? Hardly ever.
It happens, but it's rare.
So, if you were to have said, oh yeah, dude, I stopped smoking weed, there would be a record of it. More than likely, it would either be in the Facebook conversation or it would be on this show.
It would be on the show, I guarantee.
It's on the show.
But it wasn't on the show. I listened to the show, Travis.
How many shows did you listen to?
I listened to all the shows. This is the 472nd.
So how would Travis have known? Because I talked to Travis less than I talked
Travis
to you.
Travis just says he knows.
No. It came up on the show because we were talking about him enjoying the marijuana, and he said, oh, I haven't smoked in a while. And then it came up again.
Oh, so it was like an offhanded comment?
Yeah, it wasn't like we didn't dive deep into the fact that drunk stopped smoking
you
weed.
You just kind of skimmed right over it.
Well, that seems like it would be a major thing. Isn't that like part of your personality? Drunk weed man, right?
It was
drunk is definitely very much like that is his personality.
Yeah, he did go on vacation one time specifically to enjoy
one time.
Like a weed tour, and then yes. Didn't leave his hotel room the whole time. His
Matt, do you remember this at all?
His entire gimmick was vacationing in specific areas. Like, the whole reason that he came to Massachusetts was because they had legalized it, and he talked about how, oh, this is how I vacation now.
So yeah, Matt, you're on my side, right? The drunk gimmick is smoking weed, so, like, he just stopped smoking weed and we didn't talk about it? That's
it's
weird.
The gimmick, but I mean, what are you going to try to entice him to get back on the weed?
Drunk,
pretty much the same guy.
What was your reasoning? Was it a job thing? Were you like,
no.
I want the big boy job?
No. Weed got too strong.
Did weed get too strong,
that could have been it too. I mean,
could you just smoke less?
No. Every time I smoke weed, I freak out.
you freak out now.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Oh, you get the older age paranoia kicked in.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily like paranoia like the cops are coming. It's paranoia like I'm having a heart attack or a stroke or something.
Oh, geez.
Oh, yeah. Anxiety brought on by the marijuana.
But he said that this happened like 2 years ago, Travis. That he hasn't been smoking this whole time?
See, that timing to me doesn't really match up, but I do remember him explicitly saying that.
But I mean, I still do go on weed vacations because my girlfriend smokes every day.
Does she just blow it in your face?
No. I mean, she does occasionally, but...
Ooh, does she shotgun? Do you do shotguns?
We haven't done one of those in a bit.
So it's been 2 years drunk since you've smoked the marijuana?
On a daily basis, at least 2 years, yeah.
So how often do you smoke it now?
If I do smoke, generally I'll get like a CBD with a 0.001% THC.
So is it just smoking, or do edibles does that do the same thing to you?
Kind of, not as bad.
Because I'm thinking that maybe it's the way that you ingest it. Like actually smoking, you know, still smoke is bad for your lungs. So maybe that's right, causing you to not breathe properly.
Oh, you gotta vape it now.
You gotta you know, kind of a breathing.
Well,
issue
that's the thing. Anyway. I think it all started the first time I did a dab.
And then
the first time I did a dab, like
Cam Newton?
Yeah, like Cam Newton. for those who don't know, a dab would be like a concentrated wax of pure THC.
Right. That shit will fuck you up.
That's the same thing you do when you cook with the shit. Like, you break it down to where it's almost like the just straight up THC, and you mix it with like a butter or something and eat some fucking spaghetti covered in like pot butter. That shit will fuck you up.
Yes, it will. So the first time I smoked one of those, I mean, I was instantly high. I was at my buddy's house, and I was like, I have to go home now. Yeah. Like, there was no staying and kicking it and watching the game and doing whatever the fuck they were doing. It was, I have a window of 15 minutes to get my ass home, and I must use these 15 minutes wisely.
Isn't it amazing how as you grow in your marijuana usage over the years, like you just get it, like, you know, when you're younger, like say, you know, in your late teens or something, where you'll ride that out uncomfortably someplace where you feel terrible and don't want to talk to anybody.
Right.
But as you get to be an adult, you're like, this is not going to be worth it. I got to get fuck out of here.
I think the same thing happens when you drink too. Like, cause you know, as a kid, you're like, oh, I'm just going to drink to get drunk, or this is, you know, I'm drinking this shitty type of whatever. And now, like, you know, I don't drink to get drunk. I drink because I really enjoy whatever, and I want to experience this new bourbon, and, like, my taste is better. And I know, too, like, if I have another, that's going to be it, or, like, this will be too far.
But you still enjoy being drunk sometimes, right?
Oh, of course. Like, I mean, of course. And there's definitely social occasions where I like to drink a little bit more than, you know, normal. But, like, I know when that tipping point's going to come. You know, like, I know, oh,
you're aware
of it. This one more, or if somebody walks around and they're like, hey, I bought shots for the table, and you're like, nope. If I do this, this is going to be it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm going to feel this for the next
that's that tipping
six
point.
Days.
That's that tipping point, too, where it's like, if I do this, not only am I going to be too intoxicated, I'm also going to not stop consuming alcohol until I can't stop consuming alcohol.
Right. Because you get past that point where it's like, oh, no, there's no more. Like, there will be another shot after this and a shot that follows that. And then we're probably going to, you know, fucking shotgun a beer. Like, it's going to get ugly.
And then you're going to shit the fucking bathroom floor.
So wait, how frequently now drunk do you think that you are consuming it? Anything?
Smoking
like, is
weed?
It once a week? Is it?
Oh,
yeah.
Hell no. The last time I smoked was 420.
Okay. So like at the holiday. And then that was it.
Yeah.
I do feel like we didn't address it properly on the show. And while you may brought it up, I think the difference between you and myself and Mike is, you know, we fucking hang our hats on these things and, you know, can't stop talking about it. So, like, very narcissistic.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Slapping the bass.
Travis, I pulled a clip from the Anna Faris podcast. Anna Faris has a podcast, and I don't have any context to play this clip. I have no reason to play it. I just wanted to play it for you, so I'll just get that out of
there. Fuck me, Zach Morris.
I just liked it, and so I clipped it, and I wanted to play it.
Fuck me, Zach Morris.
What would you say the frequency is of you listening to Anna Faris's podcast?
I'm more concerned about that than I am.
I pulled this too, guys.
How do you know about s'mores?
But no, they
awesome.
Oh, we got some feedback, guys. They people agree with you guys about s'mores, which I didn't
about
know
them
that
being delicious.
Our listeners were a bunch of fucking goofballs. No, they because Matt and Travis are anti-s'more.
Oh, and they agree with Matt and Travis?
Yeah.
What?
Worst yeah, because when you reach the age of 11 years old, you're what the fuck am I doing here?
It's s'mores is the Blizzard flavor of the month this month. You know, I had to instantly get one.
So, Travis,
eat it in an ice cream, no problem. I'm talking about s'mores proper.
Dude, I was out on s'mores the first time that the marshmallow got on the hands, and then there was dirt that stuck to my hands at the campfire.
Right. You still get it off. Lick it off.
Just lick it off. Lick it off.
Then you're chewing sand for
God made night. Dirt, and the dirt don't hurt. Ain't you ever heard that expression before?
This pandemic has made everybody a bunch of germaphobes. I think they can't eat dirt. Just eat some dirt. Who gives a shit?
I don't care about what the dirt and I just don't want the grit between my teeth.
So the explanation of the Anna Faris thing, but this is the what happened.
One more time.
Oh, this
fuck me, Zach Morris.
So Mark Paul Gosselaar.
I got a little movement.
I'm going to tell you
me,
something.
Zach
I
Morris.
Think I could play that on repeat and maybe get it off.
I could, without touching yours.
After that, she does say, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, but people interrupt her. It wasn't clean.
Oh, you didn't clip that? Oh, they
it wasn't clean. Yeah, I mean, this is clean. This is great. Anyway, so what happened was Mark Paul Gosselaar, Zach Morris, he started a podcast where he watches episodes of Saved by the Bell and talks about them.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So the guy doing the show with him is the guy who created that Amazon series, Zach Morris is Trash. Have you guys ever seen that?
Yeah.
That started a bunch of viral videos.
Yeah, what they're basically doing is they're going back and watching Saved by the Bell and pointing out that Zach Morris does really shitty things. Like
he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, he pretends like he's an American Indian, and he does all kinds of really bad stuff.
Wasn't the conspiracy theory that the whole show just kind of takes place in his head?
Because he can freeze time and stuff?
Yeah.
So anyway, they're making this show, and what I was thinking...
Time out. Back when I used to watch Saved by the Bell. Now continue.
He was doing a bit there.
Oh, I get it now. It took me a second. So what I was curious about was, I wonder if Mark Paul Gosselaar liked that Zach Morris is Trash thing. And I Googled it, and the first result was him being on this Anna Faris podcast and talking about Zach Morris is Trash. I'm sorry, I started listening to
it. So he was on the episode and while she was saying, fuck me, Zach Morris?
Yes, that was the question. She was asking if it would be a deal breaker if he took a woman to his marital bed and tried to make sweet love to her, and she said,
fuck me, Zach Morris.
And he said, yes.
And that would be a problem if you keep playing that.
Fuck me, Zach Morris.
He said that it would be a big problem because he would think, he said that it would be okay for like a one-time thing, but that he couldn't be with a woman who identifies him as his...
I mean, he has to expect that at least one time of a woman of a certain age demographic is going to want to call him Zach Morris and
fuck
be with
me,
Zach
Morris.
I'm glad that we were able to turn it into a bit to justify me pulling that clip, Travis.
You just dug that clip.
Yeah, I wanted to have it. I just wanted to keep it.
So how was the podcast?
I got to that part and I was like, oh, I should clip that. And I didn't listen to the rest.
You're just so infatuated with the drop.
I think I listened to I can't even remember. I knew she had a podcast and there was like a certain guest. I don't even remember who the guest was.
I mean, I'm happy that she's out there doing her thing. And I'm sure that she's got tons of listeners. But, you know, I was like, oh, Anna Faris has a podcast. Like, I'll check that out.
It's not
and
good.
Then, like, first couple of episodes, I was like,
well, I didn't listen to all the she takes calls. Doesn't she do like voicemail calls where she like or takes calls?
Yeah, I thought it was like an advice thing. Problems. I thought that was the whole premise of it was like, hey, I'm unqualified to answer your questions, but I'll answer them anyway.
Oh, wasn't that used to be what it was? That used to be what it was called. It was called Anna Faris Unqualified.
But yeah, she doesn't do that. She just like talked to Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Oh, so she changed the name and the format of the show.
Yeah, see, she's do you think it's weird when people recognize you at the airport?
I feel like a lot of celebrities have podcasts nowadays.
How many times do you think they ask Mark Paul Gosselaar to pull out that giant cell phone before he, you know, climbs into bed?
Well,
go get the cell phone.
Oh, you're talking about the ladies?
If he was ever at a convention, I would request, if you're paying for a photo op, that he had the big ass cell phone in the picture. Otherwise, what's even the point then?
Get one of those off of eBay and have him sign it.
Dude, how much do you think one of those bad boys costs? It can't be cheap.
Next to nothing.
You think?
You think people are just trying to give those away, Travis? Or do you think that they've hit the time where they're now vintage?
I guess, you know, truthfully, I guess I haven't looked them up. I believe I've seen them, you know, just in yard sales going for pretty cheap. I've never felt the need for it.
To like get really awful things to have him sign, like, hey, this is a ticket I got for, you know, driving under the influence. Like, remember that episode where you guys crashed the car? Can you sign this for me?
You're that are having
just get like a ragu bottle or ragu jar that he signs the label from that time that they made spaghetti sauce.
Mario Lopez.
Remember that time Jesse Spano got hopped up on caffeine pills?
Oh, she was so excited and she just couldn't hide it.
Charles, how was your fast? Was it good?
Oh, no.
No?
No.
It wasn't. Was it the worst thing ever?
It was. Okay, this is kind of how it broke down. It was fine the night of. It was fine the next morning. And then about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I was like, man, I don't feel right. I started to get really dizzy and lightheaded. And I'm like, what the fuck? So then I Googled it. I'm like, why am I getting lightheaded and shit? And they're like, oh, you probably have a sodium deficiency or something. You should probably do something about that. So I added some salt to a bottle of water and had a couple of bottles that I had added just at the bottom of the bottles of water. Because, I mean, I bet you I drank probably upwards of 6 liters of water that day. One black cup of coffee in the morning, which was good. And then it was just water all day. And it was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm like, this is not going to go well. I got to do something. But I did order. It was just table salt that I keep in my desk for my lunches. And I dumped some table salt in the bottom of a bottle. The dizziness and the lightheadedness went away, but I still did not feel right until I ate that night. And I guess I did cheat a little bit. I did go, it was 23 and a half hours. It wasn't the full 24 hours.
And then what'd you have for dinner?
What did we have for dinner that night?
I hope it was a real treat.
Right. I just wanted you to say like a fucking whole pizza.
No. Because I didn't want to overdo it, you know. I think I had a plan. It's a week ago. I can't even remember what the
fucking
hell.
Fucking half a meatloaf.
What the hell we had. No, because I didn't want to overdo it. Oh, we had big salads. That was perfect because my wife, that's what it was. Because my wife and daughter decided that they wanted big salads for dinner. I'm like, oh my God, that's going to be perfect. So I had like a giant bowl of lettuce and cucumbers and tomatoes, some ham cubes, croutons, bacon bits. It was a fucking great salad. And I actually said out loud to my wife, this might be the best salad I've ever had in my entire life. Because I was so
kind of dressing Greek.
Oh, no, I do usually if I'm really indulgent, I'll do ranch and then I'll put a little bit of French on top, too. So it's like you'll drizzle ranch around in kind of a circle and then do the French in like a tic-tac-toe board. It's really good.
Like the deep red or the orange?
No, the orange. I don't want to go. I can't. I don't do deep red on the super French.
The Catalina French or whatever?
Yeah. Or the Western. No, I can't do that.
So, Travis, this week.
It was good.
The program started a Discord server and deleted it. All within a couple of days, I decided that we should have one because it's a social media platform and we should be on all of them, right?
Should probably.
And so I made it.
Are we on MeWe?
I made it. And I didn't do anything with it. I just kind of put it up. And like I mentioned
Are we on TikTok?
To you and Rob and Jody. And then Jody like shared it with a bunch of like randos who started joining. And as people started joining, I said, I don't want this. And so I deleted it. Because like,
but isn't that what you would start it for?
What to have
people join?
No, yeah, no, totally, right?
But then you realized,
I don't want to be getting notifications all day from, people like Twitter bothers me. I need to delete it off of my phone.
That's awful.
But like, and so like I do a Discord and then like I have more avenues for people to send me stupid shit that I don't want. And so, yeah, no, I reconsidered.
The nice thing about a Discord, though, is it's focused, right? So like if we have a Discord, it should be a focused social media.
Yeah, but it wouldn't
either
be.
Either fans of the show or, you know,
I mean,
ideas.
It wouldn't be.
It wouldn't. No, it Travis. Wouldn't be. You're right.
I mean,
you're
like, right. Yeah, Jody was inviting randos.
Butt Chugger 32.
Yeah, like, you know, they were going to come in and, like,
49.
You know, try to out-edgy each other. And yeah. In their defense, I don't know that's what was going to happen. They probably would have just ignored it.
I mean, he's inviting number one Edgelord 62.
right.
It's like, you can assume that's what's going to happen.
Right. And then it's just like, oh, God. Do we need to do this? Do we really need to be on another thing?
Be done with it. I mean, you don't need.
Let's just stop podcasting, Travis.
that might be the best bet, really. Right? Just end this. Let's never have to worry about social media again.
Right. I mean, like, I'll just hang out in my house, watch TV.
Yeah, watch TV. Maybe, I don't know, mow the lawn once in a while.
And that's the thing. Like on Twitter this week, I saw that Louis C.K. peeked his head out from his molehill again, and everybody freaked out. Oh my God, Louis C.K., go away! And I just raised the question: like, what should Louis C.K. do? He's not allowed to work? Is he not allowed to do anything? Does he have to go get a job at Lowe's? Like what can
I'm sure he's I'm sure he has enough money to, you know, be cool.
Well, and that's what somebody replied to me is, oh, he has millions of dollars, he'll be fine. But
that's besides the point. Nobody with millions of dollars does nothing.
Right. Like right. Are you just supposed
to have a sense of purpose?
Take your $1 million and go buy a nice house in rural Oregon.
Yes.
And just sit there?
And just sit there and wait to die? Can he have a TikTok account? What can Louis C.K. do?
He can go
fishing.
That's
what we're doing right now, like in certain parts of the country still.
Play golf.
You know, we did
like
for
golf?
Months is like the self-quarantine thing, and people lost their minds.
Right.
Stay at home shit. People lost it. Like, what do you think? Louis C.K. is not a human being?
I mean, I get it because we do this, Travis, and I feel like I need to do something. And so we'll do this. You know, when they say, oh, well, Louis C.K., he shouldn't work, I wonder, like, what can he do? He's not just going to go live in his house and look out the window. And
right. Could he open, like, an Etsy store making, like, custom clocks or something? Would that be okay?
I mean, he's a creative guy. He wants to create things. If you don't like him, don't buy it. You know, and so I get it if you don't want to go to his show. He did a shitty thing and he should probably suffer consequences for it. He should probably have less people at his shows than he did before. But like, it's weird to be like, he should never have shows. Just don't go to them. There's plenty of people I don't like. There's lots of them. I don't like most people and I don't go see them.
Didn't Screech stab a person?
He
got out of jail and kept doing comedy.
Does anybody go though?
I mean, I would assume somebody does just for the novelty of it.
You're like, hey,
but that's to the point. Like, if enough people don't go, then nobody's going, and that's it. That's it with Louis.
Right. But enough people will go. That's the thing. Like,
of course.
I don't know.
He's a fucking comedic genius.
He is. I mean, before all of this went down, he was heralded as the best comedian of our time. Putting out a new special every single year. People couldn't believe how talented he was, how great his show was, how right. good everything he did was.
Dude, but fucking now, Louis was a great show.
And now people pretend like they never liked it. And now people pretend like he's not talented. Now people pretend like he should just shrivel up and die. And, you know, I'm not discounting what he did at all, but what's the statute of limitations on that specific act, I guess?
Travis, O.J. Simpson has 936,000 Twitter followers.
That motherfucker cut his wife's head off.
Allegedly.
I mean, yeah, allegedly.
Yeah, I think you could probably not allegedly that, right?
If I did it.
Oh, no, I firmly believe you didn't do it.
But Charlie did it, right?
Charlie. Yeah.
Charlie Murphy?
That was so weird. That's still kind of like a weird, surreal thing to watch. Travis, I can't believe you did that.
Travis, I have a movie pitch idea for you. Now, the O.J. Simpson thing, it comes up every couple of years, right?
Of course.
And we have to do another O.J. Simpson thing. Mm-hmm. Because, like, people are never going to not be interested in O.J. Simpson things. We just had the Cuba. And actually, we could probably get Cuba to do it again.
What we have to do, though, we have to continuously bring it to new generations, right? Like, people who weren't alive. I mean, I was, what was that, 94? So I was like 14.
Right.
So it was right in the thick of it. So people who are, you know, obviously much, much younger than me, which is so many people, which really makes me sick. They needed to be introduced.
Wait, it makes you sick that there's people that are younger than you?
That there's so many of them. There's just so many, and I'm so old. It's just gross.
Every day, anyway, there's more.
Every day, more people are born. Moving on, though. This new generation was introduced to OJ through an amazing, what was it, that ESPN doc, and then a Cuba Gooding Jr. FX series, the dramatization of it. So we really do need to make this cyclical so we continuously bring it to new generations.
Travis, horror movie. Revenge of Nicole. That's what it's called.
Oh.
We don't necessarily, there's probably legalities to where we can't do what we want to do, but like we can get as close as we need to get. So, I mean, you know who we're talking about, right?
We could do like the Revenge of Nikki Black instead of Nicole Brown, right? Like the Revenge of Nikki Black, and she's going after her husband, Grape Juice.
Yeah, Grape Juice. See, Grape Juice, he's out of jail. He's playing GJ. Golf. Yeah. I mean, he says he's looking for the real killer, but he's not. And I mean, like, you know, Nicole can come back from the grave to seek revenge and maybe get that Al Cowlings, the guy in the Bronco all the defense attorneys that are still alive.
Oh, we got to take out Cato Kalin.
I don't know. Do we kill Cato?
Maybe he's the last. Maybe he's the final girl in this one.
I bet you can get Cato pretty cheap, too.
Get actual Cato?
Oh, yeah.
To play Cato?
Oh, 100%.
No, we'd have to have him play somebody called Keto or something. Because you don't want it to be, you know, we don't want to do what the Leonard Skinner movie people got busted on for so many years.
Travis, you fucking make this movie. It'll make $1 billion.
Oh, $1.5 billion, I think.
People will go see that. They'll be like, oh, another O.J. Simpson thing. We got to get our O.J. Simpson fix. Let's go see another O.J. thing.
Well, now would be the time to fast track it because people are looking for any entertainment. So if we could crank this fucking piece of shit out and get it in the drive-ins or on a big screen at a Walmart parking lot, we could really be doing some good business here.
Making it in a bubble, you think? Get the Revenge of Nicole bubble. Test everybody every day.
We'll do it over Zoom.
Just use green screens and like add people next to each other.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We'll crop out the Zoom screen and just have everything will be like a close-up.
Travis, we could make this movie. Don't you think if we got in front of the right people and we pitched this thing, somebody'd give us a budget to do that? Do you see that piece of shit Jamie Foxx movie that Netflix is putting out? That you take a pill and then you get superpowers?
Oh,
so
what?
That looks fucking stupid, Travis.
What's the name of that fucking
Limitless?
Limitless.
Yeah, it's a Limitless, but somebody went into Netflix and they're like, hey, let's do a Limitless, but it's like an X-Man thing. You don't get super smart. You can shoot fireballs out of your hands.
That's so they've directly lifted this concept from comic books.
So it's the Matrix.
Twisted it, made their own little movie.
Yeah, Travis, but I'll watch it, right? I mean, you'll watch it too, watch it, right? It's on fucking Netflix.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, I watched that Charlize Theron, The Old Guard. That movie fucking sucked, but I watched it anyway.
The fuck do I got to do?
Right. You're going to put a piece of shit in front of me and they're going to explode some stuff? Yeah, I'll watch it. I watched Seth Rogen pickle movie. Man, it was fine.
Pickle. I still don't have HBO Max.
Do you have HBO? Oh, no, you cut the cord.
Yeah, but I got I do have HBO, but I have Roku, and it's not available on Roku.
Oh.
Still. It's still not available on Roku or Fire Stick.
Yeah, it's not on my options for the little buttons on my TV, but I can just cast it from my phone.
Yeah, I guess I could do that too. But, you know, I don't want to. That's what I got a Roku for.
Right. Guys.
Hey, did you hear the newest Tiger King news, by the way, before we go to break?
Oh, Travis, is there new Tiger King news?
Yeah, baby. Carol Baskin is being sued by her first husband's family.
The one that disappeared?
Yeah, the disappeared one. He's being sued. Was that is it Lewis? Was it Don? Is it Don Lewis? Is that the name?
That sounds like it.
Yeah,
could
Don
be
Lewis.
It.
Don Lewis was her initial husband that disappeared, and the conjecture is that she fed him to tigers. Now, after all of the publicity that the Tiger King series has got, the family of Don Lewis is suing her, they can try to get her, in court. To have to be under oath, and they're also offering $100,000 in exchange for information to help solve the case of the missing Don Lewis.
Why are they doing that now? Why didn't they do that like when he went missing
she took all the money? Because everything's more high profile now, and it maybe will lead more eyeballs to look at her. I mean, obviously everybody knows she fed her husband to tigers. This is not even allegedly. She killed her husband and fed him to tigers.
Let's throw an allegedly out there anyway.
Okay, yeah, toss that in the end.
just a CYA? Allegedly.
Yeah, cover your ass. It's fine. But yeah, so now I think just more eyes are on it, and maybe they're figuring that, hey, maybe there's some sleuths like there was in that Patton Oswalt's wife documentary on HBO, "I'll Be Gone in the Dark," where she spent so much time with a bunch of other people trying to track down the Golden State Killer over the course of a decade or so, and it finally led to the capture of this guy. So maybe they figure there's some weird don't fuck with cats people out there that are going to spend all of their time scouring the internet for information. And we got a bunch of amateur detectives helping to find that Carol Baskin, maybe had something to do with Don Lewis's disappearance.
Or maybe he's just like living in Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take you.
Yeah, maybe he really is in Costa Rica and he had to get the fuck away from that broad.
I mean, I would get it. But, at the same time, she's selling cameos for $300 a piece, Travis. I saw on one of those podcast Facebook groups that was guys who were posting cameo videos that they spent $300 on of Carol Baskin saying how good their podcast was. Hey, I just wanted to let you know. Hey, cats and kittens, I just wanted to say that the boys at the Dirty North podcast.
We should get that and then use some of our old Joe stuff and
Yeah, for $300 fucking, you go fuck yourself.
Go fucking call Cam Soda. They'll give us $300.
They'd be like, hey, Cam Soda, we haven't heard from you in a while. We're just wondering if you could lend us $300 so we could get a Carol Baskin cameo. We got expenses. We need money.
Speaking of that, you can donate to us on Patreon at WFO Dicks. Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Guys, what we're gonna do? We're gonna take.
You're really good at this.
That's why I'm saying, Travis. Let's just stop.
Just stop. We can just Skype call each other once a week to see how things are going.
We'll just call each other up and be like, "Hey, Travis, I got something for you."
Yep. Fuck me, Zach Morris.
And he'd be like, "Oh, that's fun. Good thing we didn't record this, because why?" Guys, we'll be back.
Live.
Online and on your smartphone.
Strangelabel.com.
Hey, there. If you do anything wrong in your life, and I find out about it, I'm going to try to take everything away from you. And I don't care when I find out. It could be today, tomorrow, 15, 20 years from now. I find out you're fucking good. Finished. Who's that? That's you.
Don't matter if you vote red or blue, cause you told a joke in 2002, it's true. The Twitter mob's coming for you. Context used to be the king. Now context don't mean anything, right on cue. The Twitter mob's coming for you.
What I kept getting advised was to just stay quiet and to not say anything. And that's the advice because we're all afraid. And I took it from you. God, I'm going to do this. You're right. I'm going to say something to get myself and get even more tired. I don't know what to do. I'm not a racist. I don't feel this way.
Apologize, count to 10. They'll make you apologize again. Shame on you. The Twitter mob's coming for you. Yeah. Da 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 da.
WFOD! Honey, I just heard about a great new product that takes the mess out of shitting in your mouth.
But I love when you shit in my mouth. That's our fun garage activity.
But with the shit in your mouth funnel, I can shit in your mouth in the bedroom, in the kitchen, anywhere.
There it is. Shitfunnel.com. Just a couple of clicks. Ordered. It's in the mail.
In the meantime, want to go out in the garage?
Mm-mm.
A wolf in sheep's clothing is what you are. Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Videos. I'm gonna read.
Travis, you hear that Pepsi Blue line?
Yeah, is this the new Glass Animals?
They're so good, Travis.
It's fucking great. Yeah, I did hear that Pepsi Blue line. You got bottles from 2002. Amazing.
This was who?
Glass Animals. I like Glass Animals. They got a new album out. It's great. That'll be Travis. That'll end up being a pick of the week.
I feel like they had a sprinkle of you know, like head PE in there. Kind of that kind of sound.
No. These guys are just pure sex drunk.
Oh God, that first album. If I was still in my younger days where I would like court different ladies and bring them back to my house to make sweet, sweet love to them, and I would play like an album, that would be that'd be the new one. I had back in the day, I had just a couple of albums. One was Prince's Come. The other one was D'Angelo's Brown Sugar. Enya actually worked pretty good. And this would absolutely be thrown in the rotation.
Travis, this whole album just sounds wet. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
I do know what you're saying.
They just reference things. There's like, you think that you're Space Ghost. You want to go coast to coast. And I was like, oh, that's fun. It doesn't make any sense. Right. But, like, you know, you're busy fucking. What do you care, right?
Yeah, their original album didn't make any sense. It was just a bunch of cool lines against awesome, like, music.
I think
that sounds pretty much the same.
We shouldn't support them, Travis, because I think they all met in, like, doctor school. And they were all going to be doctors. But they're like, let's make fuck music instead. And we shouldn't support things like that. That's why I said that we should not see Ken Jeong things, because... I mean, like, you know, he had a successful doctor practice. We need more doctors. We don't need any more people to get their penises out and run around and do hangover movies.
You want to fuck on me? You see, I got to bring up, I don't know if you saw this. I just saw it today on Deadline that they're giving the green light to a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reimagining. It is not going to be a half-hour sitcom. Instead, it is going to be an hour-long drama.
So it's like that. Did that guy make that viral video like a year ago? I hope they're giving him credit for
that. Is what it is.
Basically, coming up with the idea.
I think they bought it from him, or their work. He's producing, or they're working with him to make a drama of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air called Just Bel-Air.
Well, that's fun.
But is it, though? Do we need to do this? I mean, do we need to take classic sitcoms and turn them into like edgy dramas that address like social issues?
Sure. I think it's fun that guy is, as long as that guy is getting paid, then I'm fine with it. There was another.
Well, then we need to get to work, Mike. Then if that's the case, if all you got to do is put out a video that goes viral about a classic reimagining of a classic sitcom, and
Travis, I think Revenge of Nicole has legs. I really do.
I mean,
well, yeah, or you know, your New York Tiger movie or whatever.
But it doesn't have the associated IP that people have, you know, fond memories.
You even remember your New York Tiger movie?
Oh yeah, for
Concrete
sure.
Jungle. Concrete Fuck Jungle. Yeah, baby.
Michael Keaton, he's the doctor.
Yeah, and Richard Dreyfuss. He's the crazy scientist.
We'll do a drama based on The Office, and we'll call it Scranton.
We could do that. I was just thinking maybe we do the entire old school TGIF line, right?
Boy Meets World.
Maybe we do like Perfect Strangers, and it's like Cousin Larry Appleton is about to get an unwanted visitor. You know what I mean? Or like this family has an unwanted visitor in their backyard living in a van.
Well, that's the thing, Travis, is you have to get your dirty claws.
Unwanted visitor from next door called Urkel.
You have to get your dirty claws in something that already exists, because we're not making new ideas anymore.
Right.
Why?
All pre-existing IPs.
Yeah, we got to find something that people remember from way back and be like, oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I'll watch Bel-Air. That sounds fun.
Sure. Indeed. That's why they can keep going back to the well with Saved by the Bell, where they're, you know, okay, we did this, then we did the college years, then we did the reunion, then we did the movies, and then we're doing, now we're doing, oh, Zach is a
What is the new Saved by the Bell?
I think
he's like the mayor. Or
but I don't know how the mayor would then be in a school all the time to make that make sense.
Well, they got to save the school or something. So the mayor's, that's his initiative. I don't know. Who knows?
You know, but Saved by the Bell, I think that if we were to watch them now, they're bad. It's a bad show.
It's a kid's show. It's not a great show.
Full House was equally as terrible.
Yeah, Full House was terrible.
Step by Step, no good.
And so, like, that show on Netflix where they, like, made more Full Houses, but everybody's old now and got big old titties. Like, nobody watches that shit.
Bullshit. That show was so popular.
Was it really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They just finally did they're just finally doing the last season, or they just released the last season or something. People love that shit.
Huh.
That show was huge, man.
Yeah.
But who?
Probably because that
fucking
Jodie
people
Sweetin
our age. They're fucking idiots.
Show.
They're nostalgia hungry.
Yeah, that's also the case.
So how long before we can just make Full House again? Do we have to give them a couple years off? I mean, like, we've rebooted Spider-Man so many times. We could just make another Full House, right?
No, you got to wait till Candace Cameron is like a grandma.
Right.
And her kids bring their kids.
Well, you know, that Last Man Standing is basically Home Improvement with girls instead of boys.
Right.
He's got a podcast. He works at a camping store instead of a fucking...
Charles, why haven't we remade Golden Girls yet?
That's.
I mean, how are you going to get that amount of talent together? That's like lightning in a bottle.
You find some old broads, they'll do
Cloris, or not Cloris Leachman, Betty White.
Lou McClanahan, Betty White. You can't... That's, like I said, that's lightning in a bottle. You can't capture that again.
Well, first of all, just get Betty White again.
That's true.
I heard she's not doing so hot.
Oh, really?
You might have just WFOD cursed her.
I doubt it. I don't think the curse is real. Betty White will be fine, guys. Don't worry about it. Travis, did you see that Ryan Reynolds and January Jones.
Fuck's sake, Blake Lively.
Ryan Reynolds and his wife, January Jones, they apologized because they got married in a plantation. and they were like, dude, slaves were here. And
you have to apologize for that now?
But I mean, they knew the slaves were there when they did it, but...
But the slaves aren't there anymore.
I'm sure it's a beautiful
venue.
Yeah,
like, it's just a house now, right, Travis?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, there's probably been some funky shit go on in this. This house has been here since, like, the 70s or something. Some weirdos have lived here. Some people probably made meth here or something, but they don't now. So I don't say, hey, come over to my former meth house.
Feel like they proactively apologized for that offhandedly, and then everybody ran with the story. But even if it was an offhanded comment, why would you say you regretted getting married at a certain place? It's not like they went to the Hitler Museum to get married.
Like getting married at a concentration camp, almost, pretty much, kind of the same.
I guess if they would have traveled to Jonestown and gotten married there, I could see being this might have been in bad taste, but
this is just a pretty house.
Yeah, just a nice place in the South.
You got married in the lawn, in front of a pretty house.
I don't necessarily have them. I don't have an issue with them regretting it. Like, you know, I could see it. You know what? After we thought about it, like, yeah, it was a beautiful setting, but getting married on a plantation where literally, like, people were enslaved and they had no freedoms, and, you know, this was just the culture. I get it. I, you know, probably would make a different choice now. You didn't think about it then. It wasn't on the forefront of all of this social change that has happened.
But at the same time, we all live in America where we stole all of this land from the Native Americans. Are we apologizing for living in our property?
No.
Some people are. I mean, like, there's
I bought this 4 acres. I realized that this Indian tribe had it once, you know, hundreds of years ago.
Sure.
Sorry about that.
Listen, I get it. And it seems silly for them to have to, and they don't have to, like nobody asked them to, they just came out and apologized for it. Or maybe the context of the interview, you know, did somebody ask them, like, how was this phrased? Was it, oh, hey, you got married on a plantation. What's that about? Tell me about it. He was just like, oh shit. Like, I can't say that I loved it because that's going to get twisted.
We got some real good pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know the time that we're living in, and I'm sure it was an offhanded comment. Somebody probably brought it up, and they're like, yeah, sorry about that. But come on.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm fine with it regretting it, and maybe they thought, like, you know, they're just thinking differently now. But I can't imagine why it's a story.
Matt, do you see?
I can't imagine why we need to talk about it.
Do you see Kamala Harris? Pretty exciting, right?
VP, baby.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's really cool.
Matt, yeah, she's first debate, really she got up there and she called Joe Biden a fucking racist. The whole I was that girl thing. She started selling T-shirts. Basically, Joe Biden's a racist piece of shit T-shirts. She started selling that night.
That's politics, baby. Big pile of shit. With a fucking joke, they all suck. They're all crooked and corrupt, and will say anything they possibly can to remain in power. Oh, bullshit!
Yeah. But hey,
down with the government,
Travis. You got a pick of the week.
Yeah, man. My offhanded pick of the week, real quick. This is not my true pick of the week because I haven't stayed here. But the last Blockbuster is now offering Airbnb. You can stay the night in the last Blockbuster that exists.
Oh, wow, really?
This is a real thing.
Like, stay there overnight?
Yeah, yeah. You could say they have, like, a little corner in the Blockbuster. I think they have, like, a bed and shit. You can stay the night in the last Blockbuster. So,
do you have to show up, like, when they close? Or
I don't know if you can. I would imagine you can stay there. I mean, you're paying for it, right? So you hang out and watch the movies that they play. The whoever's, you know, Chuck's pick of the week or whatever that he's got on the screen. And you can sit there and watch that and have some stale popcorn that nobody's bought in 10 years. And then, you know, just pass out in there with the shitty DVD backlights. but yeah, I think. Blockbuster Airbnb is going to catch. I think next you'll be able to stay in a Chick-fil-A overnight.
So that'll be the new thing is experiences in beloved establishments.
Hey, they got to do something, right? We're in the middle of a pandemic and whatever it takes to survive. But no, my actual pick of the week this week is Guy's Grocery Games. Can't stop watching this television program. I've wanted to indulge into some like mindless entertainment and not like get into any series or movies and things. And I feel like I've watched like three seasons of Guy's Grocery Games in like a week. I just can't get enough. The one thing it did is it inspired me to start like actually like, I mean, I cook anyway, but it's inspiring me to take some chances with some cooking and try some new things and do some things that I haven't tried before. Guy's Grocery Games. It's on a bunch of seasons on Hulu. So that's my pick of the week.
Matt, pick of the week.
I'm going with that their second season of The Umbrella Academy.
You did that already.
Did I?
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah.
It's okay, well, man. Okay.
But you can do it again if you really like it.
I'm doing it. Oh, you're right. I did that last week.
I just started. I just started watching that, and I think I'm like five episodes deep. And you are right. I loved the first season, but this season like took it to a new level. It's amazing.
Drunk pick of the week.
So, do you guys ever frequent the Walmarts?
For sure.
So I was at the Walmart last week after the podcast, not directly after the podcast, but in between.
Okay.
And I noticed that they had Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops in the same box as a mixed together cereal.
Why?
Well, that's like Doritos used to do with their flavors.
And not only did I see that, I saw a Cinnamon Toast Crunch
Kit Kat bar.
Ooh. Okay.
So those two, or I guess four combinations is Drunk's pick of the week.
So combining them.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch Kit Kat bar sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Did you eat it?
I passed on both, but I'm regretting it. Because, you know, I went in with my list and I tried to stick to the list.
It's hard to do.
It's very hard to stick to the list, but I managed to do it that particular day. But the next time I go and I'm not sticking to the list.
Yeah, I guess that's what you do. This time, just put it on the list.
right, exactly.
We went to a baseball game on Sunday, and the wife was driving finally, so I indulged in a few more beers, and we went to Walmart afterwards, and I was throwing everything in the cart. It was
and your wife's like, God damn it.
No, I paid for it, so she didn't give a shit. So it's like $200 because I kept just throwing random shit in the cart.
Pizza rolls.
Oh, we went by electronics.
Hot Pockets.
The man who killed Hitler and Bigfoot on Blu-ray for $7. Oh, gotta have it. You know?
Did he kill both Hitler and Bigfoot, Travis?
Have you not seen that movie?
I've passed on it a whole bunch of times. I've seen that it exists.
Is that like Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter?
I thought it would be a ridiculous motion picture because the title is so foolish. That is like one of my favorite movies of last year. It's like straight drama and tension. Oh, fucking watch The Man Who Killed Hitler and then Bigfoot. It's so good.
So he does kill Hitler and Bigfoot? Or is that a spoiler?
You got it, baby.
Spoiler alert.
I guess it can't be a spoiler if it's the name of the movie, right? It's
right in the title.
So he kills Hitler.
Yep.
And then I was like, you know what?
Nope. Then he's like, I'm going to go live in the woods.
Got to keep going. And
somebody's like, hey, there's the Bigfoot. And he's like, oh, fuck. I better dust off my old rifle. And he goes and kills the Bigfoot.
Yeah. Travis, I got the songs that we've recently added to Strange Label up here. I got Genesis Z and the Black Mambas. I got Memory with Two Y's. I got Art Thief, and I got Lisa. Which one you want to hear to go out tonight?
I pick Art Thief.
Art Thief.
Anytime they put Y's in to replace other vowels, I'm automatically turned off.
No, it's Memory with Two Y's. So he just added a Y for no apparent reason.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that either.
You know,
probably to avoid, you know, like some sort of copyright infringement or something.
Yeah.
Guys, yeah,
Black Mamba we heard before.
We did? We haven't played Genesis Z and the Black Mambas yet. Actually,
maybe it was somebody else called the Black Mamba.
Kobe Bryant was called the Black Mamba. Genesis Z and the Black Mamba also features rapper Redman.
I like Redman.
Going with Art Thief, though?
Yeah, let's go Art Thief.
We're going to go Art Thief.
Also, RIP Kobe.
Guys, we'll do it again next week. Thank you. Goodbye, right? Bye. Bye, drunk. Bye.
Guns out, phones out.
Bye. Bye.
You'll be mine. Oh, my baby, before I lose.
listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. And be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at WFODshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. You can also follow Matt at The Lotus Cast, Travis at Produce Travis, or Drunk at DrunkardSTL on the Twitters. You can email any of us, Mike, Travis, Matt, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. You can give us a call when we're live or when we're not. The number there is 636-487-HAM. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz and Liquid Lozenge. If you'd like to be a Patreon sponsor, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thanks again. Goodbye.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.
That's right. All right, guys.
All right, I'm going to go jerk off to that Anna Faris soundbite, so I'll see you later.
Fuck me, Zach Morris.
Bye, guys.